Jordan, delighted to have you as part of the Raptors organization and to have you here in Toronto. Welcome.
Appreciate it. I'm happy to be here.
Jordan, as a new member of the Toronto Raptors, do you now have Drake's phone number?
yeah, he DM'd me yesterday, and you know, we're supposed to connect soon.
Well, that's now that's cool. Are you
awesome.
You big Drake fan coming in?
I'm actually just joking.
All right, you fished me in. You fished me in, Jordan. Tell us more stories, Jordan Hamilton.
I am a big Drake fan, though.
All right, I'm sure you'll meet him.
Oh, you're gonna get to meet Drake. He'll be rooting for you. Drake will be rooting for you. That now, in all honesty, how much of that plays a part in Drake being a part of the Raptors fold? Is that any kind of an attraction, or maybe just kind of like an added bonus?
I think it's big time, actually. You know, he's obviously, you know, one of a great, and you know, I just look forward to, you know, meeting him, and that's pretty cool that he has something to do with the Raptors.
You're obviously you had a relationship with Masai Ujiri with the Denver Nuggets as well. How important was that to you to come play for Masai here in Toronto?
He believes in me. You know, he knows the work that I put in and day out when I was in Denver. Didn't play much when I was there, but you know, I played under Coach Carl. He was pretty tough on young guys, but at the same time, he was a great coach. And, you know, now to reconnect with Masai, you know, it's a beautiful thing.
What's your attraction to Toronto and to the Raptors organization?
Well, you know, right now, I just have to just come in and, you know, work hard on defense. Offensively, they know I can really shoot the basketball and not just help play make and just do all the little things, all the tangibles just coming in. And I'm looking forward to it.
Newest Raptor Jordan Hamilton here on the Jeff Blair Show. Jordan, obviously the Raptors have been one of the doormats of the NBA for years and years and years, and now that's changing now, especially with the playoff appearance going seven tough games against the Brooklyn Nets. Do you feel it around the league as well that the Raptors are getting a lot more credibility?
Absolutely. You know, I thought you guys were going to win. I thought we were going to win game seven of last year's playoffs, and you know, it was a fun thing to watch. And, you know, the fans are incredible. And I'm just looking forward to, you know, just putting on a Raptors uniform.
Well, and we look forward to having you. And you talk about the things you want to work on. What do you think is the biggest asset that you bring to the Toronto Raptors lineup?
They know I can shoot it. You know, shooting is one thing that they emphasize. And, you know, to really get on the court for me, they said, is just to really just be a lockdown defender. And that's some of the things that, you know, I plan on bringing in. And, you know, just having fun as well. You know, basketball is a game, and winning. Winning is the big key. So anything I can do to help the team win.
Jordan, you played for Dallas as well. And obviously Coach Casey here, what are you expecting out of him? And what's your experiences with Coach Casey?
Actually, I was in Denver and then I went to Houston. I got drafted by Dallas.
Sorry, right.
Never made my way to Dallas. But, you know, I hear great things about Coach Casey. You know, I heard he's a coach. He likes tough guys. He wants guys to be tough. So, you know, I can bring toughness to the team as well.
You know, we often hear that Toronto can be a tough place to attract free agents because, you know, some Americans would just not want to play in Canada, would not want to play in a different country. Is that something that had ever crossed your mind before weighing your options and eventually deciding on Toronto?
Not at all. Canada, it's a beautiful place. You know, I like Canada a lot. It's actually one of my favorite NBA cities. So once I got a chance to go to Toronto, you know, I was excited. Like I said before, you know, to reconnect with Masai. And, you know, I've been knowing DeMar and playing against him since middle school days. So, you know, I'm looking forward to it.
Jordan, obviously winning is a big, important thing. But you can't tell me cities like San Antonio and Oklahoma City are better to live in than Toronto, are they?
Oh, man, I'm not going to go there, man. Let's just say Toronto, man. It's just one of the best places, man.
I'd like to hear more about your history with DeMar DeRozan and knowing him as long as you do. So you guys were on the court a lot together?
In high school, they weren't in our conference. I went to Compton Dominguez. He went to Compton High. It was actually only 5 minutes away from each other. Hmm. We'll play against each other a lot, AAU and summer leagues for the high school tournaments, but we never got a chance to play them while I was there. So, but we played a lot AAU. So, I played against DeMar, you know, all through high school. He was actually my roommate at Nike camp. He was class 2008. I was class 2009. And, you know, it was all just a great experience. My dad knows his dad, and I've been knowing DeMar for a long time.
What do you think his chances are to stick with Team USA?
I think he's going to make it. You know, he was an all-star. It was well-deserved, and he puts in the work. And, you know, he's a great player.
Newest Raptor Jordan Hamilton with us on the Jeff Blair Show with George Russick. I'm Jeff Sambut, Sportsnet 590, The Fan. Jordan, talk about the history with DeMar and friendship with him. Has he reached out to you already? Have you chatted with him? Any other Toronto Raptor that you may have chatted with by now?
Yeah, we've been working out. Right before he went to USA, we work out the Clippers facility, a lot of NBA guys. So we've been up there all working out, and I ran into him, and he just congratulated me. And I've been working out right now with Lou Williams, Tyler Hansborough, Terrence Ross. We all been working out and playing pickups the past couple of days.
Jordan, obviously you went to the University of Texas, and we hear all this hype with Johnny Manziel went to Texas A&M. Are you cheering for or against Johnny football in the NFL?
He's an exciting player, man. I really like to watch him play, and I like guys who are talented. You know, it's no beef, even though he's an A&M guy. But, you know, he's a fun guy to watch.
You know, Monet Davis has been quite the story out Little League competition down south. What were you doing at 13 years old? We know you've been tweeting about that and keeping an eye on that story. What were you doing at 13? Does this make you feel maybe kind of guilty for not having the same kind of success that she's had?
13, I was actually a baseball and basketball player growing up. It kind of teared off once I got to high school and hit my growth spurt.
Yeah.
But I was actually really good. I was a pitcher as well. I was about 10 years old, probably throwing about anything between 65 and 70 miles. So I could bring the heat. And, you know, if I ever get a chance, you know, to go back to it, maybe one summer I'll probably do basketball and baseball and probably make a run at trying to play baseball again.
Are you Tracy McGrady 2.0, Jordan Hamilton?
I might be a little bit better than Tracy McGrady, I think.
Oh, snap. I love it.
When it comes to baseball, he was a great basketball player, so can't say basketball, but baseball, I think I got him on that.
Well, I want to see you take some BP with the Toronto Blue Jays then. You could take advantage of that here in Toronto.
Oh, for sure. I wouldn't mind going out.
Jordan,
maybe I can get a first pitch and I can show you guys a sample.
I'd love that.
Jordan, I think if R.A. Dickey throws to you, I think you'll be able to hit him out of the park.
Probably.
Yeah. Well, everybody's piling on R.A. Dickey. Jordan Hamilton of the Toronto Raptors. Hey, great to have you here and great to get to know you. Thanks for this, Jordan. We look forward to a good season from you.
Oh, I'm looking forward to it. And thanks for having me on.